This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Senate is set to vote Thursday on a stopgap funding measure to avert a partial government shutdown. Approval in the Senate would send the matter to the House of Representatives for a vote there as lawmakers work to beat a midnight deadline. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the legislation would maintain current funding levels across government agencies through December 3rd. It would include $6.3 billion to help relocate Afghan refugees moving to the United States after Washington ended its two decades war in Afghanistan last month. There's another $28.6 billion to help eastern and southern states recover from devastating hurricanes and western states from raging wildfires. Top U.S. military leaders say that the collapse of the Afghan government can be traced to last year's deal between the Trump administration and the Taliban. The agreement promised a full U.S. troop withdrawal, which Central Command Chief Frank McKenzie says had a psychological impact on the Afghan government and military. The Kabul government unraveled, leading to a quick Taliban takeover last month. McKenzie's comments were part of a House Armed Services Committee hearing. Kosovo agreed Thursday to withdraw police units from its northern border with Serbia to end a mounting dispute over vehicle license plates that briefly escalated into violence and prompted NATO to step up its patrols. The accord, negotiated in Brussels, calms the latest flare-up in a decades-old standoff between Serbia and Kosovo, but does not resolve a bigger issue blocking European Union membership talks, that Serbia and its former province, Kosovo, should normalize relations following Pristina's 2008 independence. This is VOA News. A Ukrainian soldier has been killed in the conflict-ridden east of the country in the latest attack launched from territory held by pro-Russian separatists, this according to Kiev Thursday. It was the third war death over the past 5 days. The Ukrainian army is locked in a simmering conflict with breakaway fighters that erupted after Russia annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014. The Ukraine's military said in a statement the separatists had launched 3 attacks on its troops with cannons, grenade launchers, and machine guns. The separatists say some 40 of their fighters have died. A London court sentenced a British police officer to life in prison without parole Thursday for the murder of Sarah Everard. Wayne Cousins pleaded guilty to murder, rape, and kidnap. The court said the 48-year-old used his position as a police officer to stop and abduct Everard as she walked home from a friend's house in South London the evening of March 3rd. He was a serving London officer at the time who had previously guarded diplomatic premises. The case stirred protest over male violence towards women. A 96-year-old woman, whom a judge declared to be on the run after she failed to turn up for the start of her trial on charges of committing war crimes during World War II, has been caught, a spokesperson for the court said Thursday. France began requiring teenagers 12 and older to present a COVID-19 health pass Thursday to enter public sites such as restaurants, sports clubs, or cinemas. This extends a measure already in place for adults for 2 months. Although daily COVID cases have fallen steadily since August, authorities hope to stave off a potential flare-up as colder weather approaches and people spend more time indoors. Thousands of people have turned out in weekly protests, saying the pass discriminates against people opposed to the vaccine because of safety fears or other reasons. About 2/3 of French teenagers are fully vaccinated, compared with nearly 3/4 of the population as a whole. The girls on Afghanistan's national football team celebrated a week in Portugal Wednesday with a surprise visit by their captain. 1 week after landing in Portugal, where they have been granted asylum, the girls are already speaking the language. They range in age from 14 to 16 years old. Since the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, the girls and their families had been trying to leave, fearing what their lives might become under the Taliban. Their concerns were not limited to women and girls forbidden to play sports, but also because they were advocates for girls and active members of their communities. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.